5. Sunlight spilled across the four-poster bed. Rain groaned and buried her face against the pillow, then raised her head to squint at the clock through a haze of red-gold hair. 7:45 a.m. Shit. She threw back the covers, causing Dahlia to scurry from the mattress. Oliver Carteris was her standing Friday morning appointment, and Rain wanted to be dressed and have had her coffee by the time the teenager arrived. With Oliver, she'd learned it was crucial to be on her toes. An empty wine glass sat on the nightstand. After the phone rang in the middle of the night, Rain had been unable to go back to sleep. Unnerved by the silence on the other end of the line, she'd gone to the kitchen and poured another glass, then stayed up watching late-night television. Some psychologist, she thought, trying to solve the jitters with an expensive Pinot Noir. She'd just stepped from the shower when she thought she heard the faint creak of a floorboard. Is anyone there? Rain was aware of the sounds old houses made. Feeling foolish, she wrapped a towel around herself, then opened the bathroom door and peered into the bedroom. It was unoccupied except for Dahlia, who'd returned to the rumpled coverlet and was basking in a fat streak of sunlight. The door to her bedroom that led into the hallway was half open, but Rain couldn't remember if she'd left it that way. A drawer in her dresser bureau hung agape as well, with silk undergarments in various shades draped over its edge, like strands of Mardi Gras beads. Get a grip, she told herself, and went back into the bathroom to dress. Standing on the staircase 20 minutes later, she realized it hadn't been her imagination. Oliver Carteris lounged on the chintz sofa in her parlor.